Chapter 46. 1. The console on my armrest blinked out. Dead. On the main display, a 1 was frozen in place.
What the f-
We're good, Joe!
Skippy somehow sounded gleeful about the situation.
Ha ha! Woohoo! Who the man? I'm the man! Go, Skippy!
His avatar was doing a funky dance.
Go, Skippy! Go, Skippy! Go, Skippy! Restore the self-destruct!
I slammed a fist down on my armrest, which glimmered back to life just as the holographic main display switched back to its normal mode, and showed me that while the cargo bay occupied by Skippy was still flooded by lethal amounts of X-rays, the micro-wormhole was again micro, with the event horizon on our end leaking only a barely detectable level of radiation. I said as an incredibly intelligent commentary on the situation while very carefully turning the self-destruct control to the off position. The main display switched to an external view, showing that the Sentinel, or part of it, was slowly tumbling end over end. No longer coiling out of higher space-time, no longer swatting our missiles like flies, no longer a threat to us, or anyone. I reached over to tap Sims on the forearm with a look toward her armrest controls. She got my message and secured the self-destruct sequence. The bridge crew were all looking at me, trying to decide whether it was time to celebrate. Rejoice that we had just killed a freaking Sentinel against the odds. Beer can? I glared at his now crisp and shiny avatar.
You got some splaining to do.
Okay, well... There is a whole lot of news, both good and bad.
Please, start with telling me that,
I jabbed a finger at the display,
freaking Sentinel is well and truly dead.
Yes. With any normal person, that assurance would have been good enough. With Skippy, I couldn't trust he had bothered to check that the Elder killing machine really was dead, because maybe he started the process of scanning it, then got bored and lost interest. Or he was so impressed by his own awesomeness, he didn't bother to inspect the thing at all. Or he took my words literally and was telling me what I wanted to hear, regardless of the truth.
Yes, meaning it is dead?
That's what I said, Dum-Dum.
You know it is dead because you actually took the time to look at it?
Yes, numbskull, why are you harshing my buzz? Trust me, that thing is deader than the proverbial doornail.
I killed it, Joe.
Damn! If my awesomeness wasn't already legendary, this epic achievement will...
We will decide whether this latest feat goes into your Hall of Fame.
Okay. I clapped my hands. We did it, people. Good job. The response, instead of fist pumping and exchanging high fives, was a muted murmuring around the bridge. People were shocked rather than joyful. They didn't quite believe we had not only survived, but succeeded, and they didn't know how or why. All they knew, all I knew, is that one moment our carefully planned operation was a total disaster, and the next moment the Sentinel was dead. The expression on everyone's face was a universal WTF.
All right, Skippy, I spoke for the entire crew. You need to tell us what the hell happened.
The plan worked, is what happened.
He managed to both include an implied duh and be insufferably smug at the same time.
The plan failed, you ass. We were a second away from destroying the freaking ship.
Yes, thank you for that.
Skippy, what the hell are you talking about?
The plan failed. The Sentinel tore apart all of our missiles.
Right.
He chuckled, immensely pleased with himself.
Joe, the plan I told you about was a total failure.
I expected that. Was counting on it, really. My actual plan worked to perfection. Partly thanks to you panicky monkeys putting on an Oscar-worthy performance.
You planned?
Sims rose halfway out of her seat.
For us to activate the self-destruct?
Man, I was pissed, but compared to the ship's executive officer, I was only slightly miffed at him.
Yes, sure,
he responded cluelessly. I needed you monkeys to sell it for me. Sims sat back down, but her knuckles were white.
We were 1 second away from triggering the nukes.
Huh? Oh, no, not really. I would have stopped the countdown before the nukes went critical. The Sentinel severed the connection on its end with more than 2 seconds remaining. I just, you know,
Let it roll, to be sure. Plus, it is so much more dramatic when the countdown clock goes to one. Right?
XO, I said quietly. In a role reversal, I had to restrain her.
Let the asshole explain. Then we can toss him out an airlock.
She didn't reply, other than a curt nod of her head.
All right, Skippy. I took a breath.
The plan you told us about. The plan we discussed. The plan we wargamed, then ran something like a million simulations of. The plan I approved was never the actual plan?
Sadly, no. It was your plan, but not the plan. Your plan was never going to work.
I am so going to kick your ass, you little... Joe, in this case, I meant sadly in the sense of... I wish I could have told you what I actually intended to do, but then you would have screwed everything up.
This had better be the best explanation in the history of explanations.
It, like, I wagged a finger at him. In the Explanation Hall of Fame, the award for Explanation of the Year is named after your explanation of this shit. Got it?
Jeez, Joe. Don't, this explanation had better be stamped right on top of the big silver trophy.
Damn, he muttered.
If you will shut your pie hole long enough for me to...
You have 60 seconds. I tapped the stopwatch function on my Z-phone. Starting now.
Attacking a sentinel with missiles was never going to work, he blurted out. Total waste of time. The only way to deliver the ordnance on target was for the sentinel to handle the job for us. To do that, he chuckled. I had to make it think we were mind-bogglingly stupid, which, of course, meant it had to think you monkeys dreamed up the plan. It also needed to think it had control of the micro-wormhole and that we were all terrified it could take the ship apart piece by piece to satisfy its curiosity. It had to believe you were ready to destroy the ship to prevent it from discovering our secrets.
Oh my g... You couldn't have just told us the truth and let us fake the self-destruct?
Nope.
Can I get... I held an index finger and thumb a half inch apart. A little more detail on that nope, please.
Fine. Sentinels are smart, Joe. They have an elder AI at their core. Not a master control AI like me, but a sentinel AI is pretty freaking smart. Once it got into the ship's database, it learned everything it could about humans, and it used the ship's internal sensors to monitor the crew. It was watching you, reading your blood pressure and brain waves and all the other bio signs your squishy monkey bodies can't control or fake. You had to panic for real and believe all the bullshit I said about how we were doomed and truly intended to set off the self-destruct nukes. When the Sentinel saw that you believed your idiotic plan had failed, it released the micro-wormhole to prevent blowback when our nukes exploded.
Oh, for... I slumped back in my chair.
That's it?
Wait. I call bullshit on that. If it was in the ship's database, then it knew about the energy virus and...
No, it did not, Skippy insisted, his ginormous hat bobbing side to side.
I firewalled off every reference to the energy virus and planted fake records about an idiotic plan to attack with missiles equipped with conventional atomic compression warheads. Plus, I altered the ship's logs so that we never encountered an energy virus after we escaped from the Roach Motel, and so we never went back to capture the virus.
What about plus? I even altered video of karaoke night when several very naughty crew members in the back of the room were talking about the energy virus when they should have been listening to my amazing performance of Fly Me to the Moon.
I'd like to fly you to the moon right now, I muttered.
Hey, you jerk. I should...
Okay, let's assume for a minute that I believe any of this bullshit about you needing us to make the Sentinel think our attack failed. If the thing is dead, how did that happen?
We had a secret weapon.
His smugness was so irritating I wanted to strangle him.
Yeah, the energy virus, which was the original plan. So, oh, well, that too. I meant the other secret weapon. Thor, the cowardly missile.
Thor, the coward... How could...
You know what? I'm just gonna sit here while you talk your way out of this.
It's simple, Joe. Using a missile to deliver the energy virus was never a realistic option. I selected Thor to carry the payload because I knew he would bail at the first sign of trouble. A missile running away got the Sentinel curious about what the missile had that was worth protecting, and the actual warhead was concealed under a false image that appeared to be an Elder communications node. A very interesting, heavily modified comm node. Just after the Sentinel severed its grip on the micro-wormhole, Just before it expected Valkyrie to explode, it reached out and enveloped Thor to capture the payload. The energy virus activated immediately when the warhead sensed it was inside the Sentinel and, well, you see the result. Holy shit. The virus killed a Sentinel in less than 2 seconds? Less than 8 milliseconds, actually. How the It took hours, days to drain power from the Dutchman. Yes, that is because back then, the virus had to rely on our ship as a power source to expand and replicate itself. Compared to a Sentinel, even the Dutchman's reactors are a relatively weak source of power, and not tuned to the optimal quantum state the virus is set up to consume. The energy virus deployed by Guardians was designed to kill Sentinels in case they went rogue. I suspected that before. I know it now. Once Thor's warhead released containment, the virus grew exponentially as it had access to an almost unlimited power feed from higher spacetime. What you see out there? He made the display zoom to highlight the fragment of Sentinel. It's just a segment that was literally cut off when the Sentinel pulled back into its natural dimension of reality. Pulled back? Sims asked, alarmed as I was. You mean it is not really dead? No. Yes. I mean, Skippy cringed. It is dead everywhere. In higher spacetime, the exotic matter it is constructed of lost its integrity. You mean like, I asked, it consists of nanoparticles? Could it reassemble? No, he scoffed. What remains of it is random particles, not even dust, not even atoms. It is gone. The fragment of it in our local spacetime is a cold, inert lump of useless matter. There's nothing we could recover from it? My interest was not in conducting a scavenger hunt for Sentinel components. I was afraid about other species cutting it apart and learning the secrets of its technology. There isn't anything to recover, Joe, he assured me. You were able to use part of the dead Sentinel in the Roach Motel to fix yourself, I reminded him. Why can't one of the senior species harvest part of this one, and that's different? The fragment in the Roach Motel was ejected when that Sentinel was attacked in higher spacetime. Here, our attack was based in local spacetime and went up. The fragment here was ground zero for the expansion of the energy virus. What's left over there is mostly a lump of carbon, iron, and silicon. Anywho, blah 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 about what happened here. I have a mixture of good and bad news that you need to know about. Give me 5 minutes to get my thoughts together, okay? 5 minutes in magical Skippy time? No, I meant 5 minutes in slow monkey time. We're done here then? Yep. We can jump away any... Oh, shit. Damn it. I just detected something else jumping away. A Max Holtz frigate was out there at a distance of 41 light seconds. Crap. We told those assholes not to... Yeah, surprise, surprise, he sighed. The rotten kitties couldn't resist watching our fight with the Sentinel. Don't worry. They didn't see anything useful. It... Damn it. Another Maxalt ship just jumped away. Shit! I warned them not to... It's time to teach those furry assholes a lesson. No, Joe. Skippy held up a hand to stop me from doing something rash. We don't have time. Besides, we might need the kitties for the next phase. Need them? I had no clue what he could be talking about. Reed, I snapped my fingers. Get us out of here. Jump option Delta. Punch it. 5 minutes is up, Skippy, I called from my office after 6 minutes had gone by. What have you got for us? Wow. His avatar blinked at me like he had been sleeping. That was fast. Sorry. He covered his mouth with a hand as he imitated a yawn. Oh, the fight with the Sentinel wore me out. I had to make it think I was scared, and since really, I, of course, am not scared of anything, I couldn't understand my character's motivation. But I powered through, and we are all grateful for that, I interrupted his boasting. Give us an update. I looked across my desk to Sims. We killed one Sentinel. Did it send out a warning to the others, or no? He shook his head. That is in the good news column. I was able to stop it from sending out a distress call or any sort of call. No other Sentinel knows we killed this one, although since we can't count on the kitties to keep their stupid mouths shut, word about this will get out soon. We better move fast, then, I declared. What is our next target? If you're asking which Sentinel we should hit with the energy virus, the answer is none. It won't work, Joe. Or it might work, but it would be a waste of time. We only have enough virus left for one more attack. and while I was in contact with the Sentinel here, I learned there are 7 of them currently active, and 22 others in the process of coming out of hibernation. Oh, shit. Almost 30 of the damn things? Where can we get enough energy virus to... We can't. That's just one problem. The only source of that virus is in secure places like the Roach Motel, where we can't go, and even if we could somehow survive getting in and out with a massive supply of energy virus, it wouldn't do us any good. Wouldn't do enough to make a difference. Joe, Sentinels talk to each other. Somehow, they set up a crude communication system after the collective was shut down. It is slow and low bandwidth, and it uses wormhole networks, so there are major gaps in coverage. But it can get a message across the galaxy within a few days. They will inevitably hear that we killed one of them, even if they don't know how. For sure, if we manage to kill a second one, the others will avoid us in the future. Unless they get together and hunt for us. I could feel the blood draining from my face. Holy. Are they a threat to Earth? Sims asked a question I should have. Her face was even more ghostly pale than mine. I can't answer that, Skippy answered softly. Eventually, yes, probably. The problem with predicting the actions of Sentinels is they aren't supposed to decide what to do at all. Master control AIs like me are supposed to provide direction and targeting for them. They woke up this time, someone woke them up, and they are wandering around acting according to their programming as best they can. The one I briefly had contact with was confused. It wasn't right. If you think I have restrictions on my behavior, like not being able to fly starships that carry me, that is nothing compared to the restrictions built into the programming of a Sentinel. How they are managing to do anything at all is a complete mystery to me. Sure, they received an alarm signal to wake up. That I can understand. How any of them just decided to fly around on their own and strike targets on their own makes absolutely zero sense. All I can say is I noticed a very subtle alteration in the base instruction set of the one we killed. Someone hacked into it? No. Well, yes. Maybe. This is more like... Remember how I changed the library files of the Maxalt ships we stranded outside the galaxy? I removed references to the number 0, to the entire concept of a 0 function. What I found inside that Sentinel, I only had a very short time to dig around in its matrix before it reacted and shut me out, but what I found were very subtle changes to what you might call library files. Files that contain concepts such as up and down, or how yes can bleed into no. Bleed into? I looked at Sims, who was as clueless as me. What are you talking about? Gray areas, Joe. Yes and no are not always absolutes. Even expressed in crude binary fashion, a 0 does not necessarily represent the complete absence of any value. For example, a system could be set up so that 0.4 equals 0, while 0.6 is assigned the value of 1. Get it? Okay, rounding numbers, yeah. How is the Sentinel I had contact with had its system altered so that its view of whether a proposed action is within or outside the limits of its restrictions is defined more loosely than the original instruction set. Looser than it should be. Damn, I am super jealous of whoever did it. This is something I wish I'd thought of, and I do not understand how it was done. That's why I needed 5 minutes of monkey time. I've been puzzling over that question. To help, I brought in Bilby. And he hasn't been able to figure it out either. He agrees something was very wrong with that Sentinel, and he thinks it can only get worse. Joe, Jennifer, we could have a problem far beyond anything I imagined. Sentinels could be going rogue with no constraints on their behavior. Whoever is responsible for tweaking their programming must know they are playing with fire. I can't think of anything more reckless, more blatantly stupid than allowing a superweapon to determine its own target set. He paused. I think he was staring at me. Joe? Sir? Sims prompted me. Huh? Shaking the fog out of my head, I asked. 30 Sentinels? That I know of, Skippy said, because he is all about being a ray of sunshine. Probably more than 7 of them are active already. There is a significant time lag in the communications network they have set up. Will all of them wake up? Eventually? That is possible. He frowned. It is encouraging that so few of them are active. That tells me that not every sentinel receiving the wake-up signal is responding.
Is that the good news you mentioned? The difference between 30 and 100 is no difference at all. We are screwed.
Looking at Sims, I was hoping for encouraging words, for her to tell me to suck it up and get to work on fixing the problem. She wasn't looking back at me or at Skippy. Her gaze was off to the side to a blank wall of my office. Her eyes had the thousand-yard stare of a soldier who has seen too much. I knew the feeling.
Actually, no, Skippy surprised me. The good news is I might have a way to take care of the problem, of the immediate problem, he added.
We still need to find the other Elder AI, the one who sent the signal. While I was briefly in contact with the sentinel we killed, I was able to confirm that it was awakened by a signal sent from an Elder AI. Although, damn it, I still don't know which AI or where the stupid thing is.
I'd been disappointed too often to get my hopes up, especially when Skippy announced he had a fix for a major problem. He was so absent-minded it was almost certain he had forgotten something. Or maybe not. He planned, set up and executed the operation to dangle Thor the cowardly missile as bait without any help from filthy monkeys. That op worked well, and it worked because of lack of input from me. If he had proposed such a risky plan, I likely would have rejected it as unworkable. There was no way he could have known the Sentinel would take the bait rather than crushing Thor like it crushed the other missiles.
You have, what, a super energy virus?
No, a signal woke them from hibernation. I think I can use another signal to send them all back to sleep.
What? Sims leaned forward, her face inches from Skippy's avatar.
You think?
His avatar slid backward to the edge of the desk.
I've never actually done it before, so...
He shrugged. But I now understand the signal that began activating them. It was picked up by one sentinel, and that one contacted the others.
This, I shared a look with Sims. Sounds too good to be true. All you need to do is send an order for them to go back into hibernation?
No, that would be too good. The problem is I can't send out that signal.
You can't.
Then how, well, none of us are going to like this.
Oh, shit. Please tell me,
we need a sentinel to originate the signal. He said what I hoped he wouldn't say.
How the f... You don't just plan to ask very nicely, do you?
No, this isn't something a sentinel would do willingly. It's going to require a hostile takeover.
Before you explain this idiotic plan of yours, please tell me whether this gets worse.
It does. Joe, to do this, we need a little help from our friends.
Our friends? The Giraffa, I guessed.
No, I mean the always helpful Max Hulks.